This week on Clown College.
Brandon, you want to smell my shoe and tell him what it smells like?
You want to smell my shoe?
We'll check.
All right.
Mine's rowdy, though. These are house shoes.
I warn you, man. I like
how they're doing this after the conversation about the sexual aspect of the shoe.
Nah, it ain't sexual.
Come on, Brandon, get that thing off.
This is like Scissor Brothers level.
Let me check. That's my bad, actually.
Apologizing in advance. It's
stained.
Not bad.
Oh, for real? Let me see.
Dude, I mean, it smells a little mildew.
This is fresh.
This is like a conversation dogs have at a dog park when they smell their assholes.
Dude, yeah. That actually improved.
I'm proud of both of us right now.
Dude, I actually am. Right? I'm telling you years ago, like, I
it's
couldn't
not
even
bad.
Wear this.
Hold on. Let's let JJ smell both of
them. JJ, you
want to
sniff my foot?
No, JJ, come on. Look. We're once good. You don't have to go that close, but come on, man. You got to be proud of us, dude.
Please.
You have to, dude. You don't even understand how
this
good
is
this smells.
I know you guys talked about this beforehand. There's no way it smells good. Why is it so dark?
You know how much this will
smell it, JJ.
Dude,
welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while. If you're down to clown, we got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon.
By the way, bro.
Trying to get it to get on the other screen. Yeah. There we go. There it is. Let's see it. All right. But, yeah, he was like, we got bread pudding. I was like, oh, you got bread pudding? Okay, I can get some bread pudding. And I was like, wait, is that banana pudding? He's like, no, man. I was like, okay. So I'm waiting, and then I get the Kool-Aid, and the Kool-Aid was sweet as hell. Mm. Sweetest Kool-Aid I've ever had in my life.
Diabetic.
Like, I could literally taste the sugar cubes. And when I tasted it, I was like, okay, this is going to be all right. And then this scammer dude pissed me off so bad. I've never been that pissed off in my life. Cause he called me and he was like, what did he say? He was like, hey, we're calling about your 2006 Saturn View. And I'm like, oh, okay, man. Oh, the Saturn View. Yeah. What is this, insurance or something? I'm good, man. I don't want that. Like, no, thank you. Because I'm taken care of and everything. He's like, what do you mean you're good? What are you talking about? You're good. I'm like, dude, I'm good. I don't want it. I don't. That's what I mean. I don't want what you're trying to give me. I'm good. All right? And then he's like, what do you mean? Wait, you don't want it? You don't want it? I'm like, yes, man. So then I hung up on this dude. And fuck him. And then he keeps trying to call back. I'm like, fuck you, man.
I see that this has sat with you for a while.
Brandon, I've never seen you this heated.
I'm sorry, man. It's just because, dude, he wouldn't stop. And then my food came. And I was like, okay, thank you. Thankfully.
That happened at the restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah, so I didn't know this was the same story.
Yeah, so then my food came. I was like, okay, thank you. And then they unlocked the door because they locked me and my uncle in because they wanted to get everybody out. And, dude, I tasted the mac and cheese, and I felt like Gordon Ramsay eating this shit because the mac and cheese had no flavor. No flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It was so nasty.
It was just warm?
Yes. Yes, very warm. Then the cornbread. It was warm. Tasted like, you know, the metaphor, making mac and cheese. Yes. People
it tasted
get it.
Like sex?
I feel like that would be good.
Yeah. Well,
no, but it was nothing. It was like nothing. It was just like you're eating warm, nothing.
And just warm, no
bland.
Flavor.
Like that you can't even taste the cheese.
No, man.
Yeah. Was it baked? Was there crust?
I know exactly what you're talking about, Brandon. That's
so
bullshit.
Mad.
And for them to call themselves soul food.
Yes, and then
it's disrespectful.
Yeah, and then the fried chicken was so greasy, man. I felt like I just had a bunch of vegetable oil and grease that I was just drinking. And I was like, is this raw? What the hell? And I'm looking, it's cooked fully. It's just greasy as shit and nasty. And then the fried green tomatoes was so bad that as soon as I bit it, all the fried stuff came off. And I just bit that crunch in the middle.
Yeah.
And then the cornbread tasted like a sponge with nothing.
Just don't go back.
I'm never going back, man. I'm not going to.
I think that's the one that I went to when I was talking about the greens were like leaves, whole leaves.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even cook them down at all.
Mm-hmm. Was it next to Kroger's?
Shit, it was when I first got here. I can't even remember, but probably. Because I've been telling people, and they was like, which one was that one called?
It's called Betty.
Well, what did it look like on the inside? Like, they got, like, a whole bunch of pictures and shit. Yeah,
it was kind
of
like Paula Deen stuff. Newspapers type. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, with Paula Deen's where you had to pick one meal, and then, like, they would have different days and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, okay, so it's home style.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't go to that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know, since you said that, every time I went to Homestyle twice, both of them not that good.
No.
And you went, and you saying this another
I
one.
I was hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, I was truly
I
hurt.
I like that one we went to after the wrestling thing.
Yeah, but that's not Homestyle.
Oh, what's the difference?
Homestyle is like they're going to bring a whole, like, plates out there for the whole table.
That's mm-hmm. what we thought it was
going to
be.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh,
and then
no.
That was you just order, and then they bring it to you.
Okay.
You know, like, it'd be like a big thing of mashed potatoes, a big thing of gravy, a big thing of chicken, and, you know, y'all all just eat off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that shit was good after the wrestling thing.
Yeah, that place.
When Pat said, he said they better not have no crackers, just crackers in their banana pudding.
Yeah.
Now.
He didn't pay for it.
He didn't pay for it, and no one said he's getting dessert. No.
And the only person that didn't get a water.
Yeah.
Like, he was balling out on someone else's budget.
True, man. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you the worst part about dessert. Guess what they gave me?
What?
Fucking banana pudding.
What? No, it tastes like shit?
No, I didn't eat it. I gave it to my uncle.
You don't eat banana pudding.
No, man, I hate
it
bananas.
It just mushed up.
I despise bananas. Mm. I mean, it looked like if I was a banana pudding guy, it would probably be good, but nah, man.
Yeah.
No.
Got rid of that. I respect that, dude. You ever had rice pudding?
Ooh, that's good.
I do like that. I love rice pudding.
That's good.
I don't really like bread pudding, but I do like rice.
I never had bread pudding.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not great.
I was, like, very excited for my first time, but no.
Well,
hey, we're going to get them back, Brandon.
Hey, speaking of desserts, Brandon, don't you have something for Dom?
Dom, I know that you're starting a new leaf because, you know, it's a new year.
Uh-huh.
Especially for the Jewish community. I know you love them now.
Yes,
and,
I do.
And since you do, I got you a little present to start off your year. I know Christmas passed, but, you know.
Hey.
Happy Hanukkah from me and Publix, man.
Oh, shit.
I got you a Hanukkah gingerbread house.
And those
Hanukkah gingerbread house.
Thank you so much,
and
Brandon.
Those models don't come with chimneys.
No.
It's just the house. That was the first thing I noticed.
Oh, my God, Brandon. This is awesome. Thank you so much.
Man.
And, you know, this is going to bring me and my mom closer together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say I bought this. I'm going to say I got this for you.
Perfect.
And then I'm going to use yeah, but thank mm-hmm. you, man.
Anytime, man.
You guys can build that while watching Big Justice videos.
Yeah.
You get it, man. You get it.
I don't remember if we talked about this. Did you see the Big Justice video where he's with his dad and somebody says, "Hey, my brother died today."
Yeah.
Oh.
And they go, "Oh, we're sorry to hear about that." They get five big booms.
Boom.
Is that real?
Boom. That's real.
That's
100% real.
But
yes.
It's a cameo and the person asked for the boom.
Oh.
Not like, I thought it was from like a live stream.
I assume.
And somebody in the chat.
I assume. Maybe you're right.
I don't know. It looked like I didn't see the cameo thing on there. You know how they have cameo.
It wasn't watermark.
There was no cameo.
Yeah.
It might be a cameo, but I thought when I saw it, I thought it was like a live stream and somebody just typed in the chat, "Hey, my brother died today. I'm really sad about it." Five big booms. Booms means good.
Yes.
That's the highest rating.
That's the highest you can go. If I ever die, will you guys please do this?
Yeah.
Yes. For me, I want five big booms if
I
go.
I do it at the funeral. Like when I speak, I'll be like, "Oh yeah, before I go."
Oh,
boom,
Brandon.
Boom, 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 boom. And that counts. You got five booms now just for me.
Absolutely.
I don't know that mean them because I'm not Big Justice, but
it means it's good.
Yeah, that is good, man.
Yeah.
And when you do your EMS training, like, you can rank people's chances of survival on booms.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. He's like, this is a one boom.
Boom.
Is that good or bad?
What? Each boom is 20%.
Yeah.
Yes or no? Like, which way?
Just keep on booming.
Brandy, that's a snazzy sweater you got.
Dude, I appreciate it, man. I truly do.
I feel like you're about to bust out the best R&B solo of all time.
Dude, I honestly could.
You could be. That's a Brian McKnight Boys and Men sweater if I've never seen one. Ooh, Carl Thomas. That's the sweater it is. That's a Carl Thomas sweater.
Hell yeah.
Search that.
Dude, you did the right thing by wearing a crew neck t-shirt underneath the V-neck. Because if you don't, that means you're gay.
You said Carl Thomas?
If you wear a V-neck, no shirt under it, dude, gay.
It is.
There's nothing wrong with that. Damn. It's just that's the distinctive marker.
Now go to images.
Ooh, I like that one. Let's find a better sweater, though.
The sweater down there, dude. It is. That's the Carl Thomas sweater, dog, right there.
I think when I drive to Auburn, I stop at like gas stations on the way, and they still sell CDs, like hella CDs in the gas station. I swear I've seen this dude on one of them.
That's my team right now.
What's that?
On what's that game? College football.
Yeah. Oh, you do Auburn Dynasty?
Yeah, man. Because
you still on there?
Oh yeah, yeah. We're in Auburn because you know, Michigan didn't want me. Mm-hmm. They had me as a bench warmer.
Fuck Michigan.
I never, in the game, yes. In this game, fuck them, man. They wouldn't have me sitting on the bench every day, even though my dude had potential and he's always in that gym showing that he's better than everybody in there. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They didn't want to give him that, so I just went to Auburn. Now he's a starter, and we're gonna go to the championship. So fuck them. And we're gonna beat, and we beat Michigan too. So.
Quarterback.
Yes, I'm a quarterback, and you know how many touchdowns, man? I get so many touchdowns.
How many touchdowns you get?
Like 10.
10?
Hell yeah, man.
A game?
Yep.
God damn, you playing a rookie?
Yep.
Are you more of like a passing quarterback or you dual threat?
Oh, man, I do both. Like sometimes I like to trick people and I just run and do the touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Yeah, are you Brandon Willis in the game? Or
No. I named him Prince Willis.
Oh.
Yeah, I act like he's like my son in the 20 years or 30 years or 40 years.
That you're,
Prince
you're
Willis.
So old in your own mind.
Yeah, man.
Like, this is my son.
Yeah,
it can't be you.
And I'm like 50 years old.
And you're the coach?
No, I'm watching. Like, he give me the
you got one of those backrests on.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm retired, man.
Yeah.
You already did your shit. You already became a successful comedian.
Yes, I did.
Podcaster.
EMS.
And firefighter.
EMS and firefighter.
Yeah, man. Now I'm just chilling.
I can't wait for you to. I mean, I'm just saying, if I go down, I want you to save me.
Dude, I will. I'll make sure.
Imagine being mortally wounded and Brandon is there, dude.
Brandon's going to do everything he can for you, too. He will.
So even if I only got like 5% chance of living, you still going to try to save me?
Yes, man. No matter what.
You going to try to save me, or you going to try to save the person that has 65% chance of living? Which one are you going to try to save first? Because I'm dying, I'm like, I got 5% chance only to live. Now, but the next person has 65% chance. Are you coming to save me or them?
Well, hopefully there'll be another guy with me.
No, I mean, they're everybody. You came there. There's two more. Everybody else is full. You got to figure out which one you're going to help first.
It's like Dark Knight, dude.
Yeah. Who are you going to help first?
Damn, man. This is tough. Because
are you going to help me, your friend? Who, you know what I'm saying? Or are you going to help some random whore I'm sleeping with on the other side of the road? But she's probably going
to
live, but...
Well, it's still,
well, since you're lower...
It depends on if you still have the suicide vest on. Because then they'll have to call the bomb squad.
Dude, you're lower. You need more help. I'm going to help you out, man.
You going to help me?
Yes.
Okay. Now, they're probably going to tell you no, that you shouldn't do that.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Because you want to save the person who has the best chance of being saved.
Mm-hmm. You got to put a black tag on him.
You just got to be like, man, help you make it.
Yeah.
You know, even though the blood is streaming, the guts are flowing.
Mm-hmm. And his blood will be very thin from the amount of alcohol he's consumed.
Yeah.
Because that's probably how I go. Get a little drunk in there from smelling it, huh?
Yeah. Well, you probably could taste my blood and get a little red wine.
You will like contract the disease. I don't know exactly what it is.
We'll find out. Like a box of chocolates, man. You never know what you're going to get.
But, dude, whatever you do,
exactly
don't
like that.
Illegally steal organs from people.
Never.
The
oh,
Elvis
my
Presley
gosh,
impersonator
no.
will come out.
Did you watch
it? I watched, like, till... I didn't finish it, but I watched most. Like,
did you watch it?
Dude, I showed my whole family.
King, what's it called?
Kings of Tupelo.
Dude, nobody's talking about this shit. Dude, and it's amazing. It's just
Kings
literally
it's
amazing.
About a
King,
guy who's an Elvis Presley
it's
impersonator.
No,
it's a real series.
So you probably remember when this happened. Remember when Obama and some officials got sent ricin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so it's about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't even explain how these two Elvis impersonators and a whole bunch of other characters who should be in movies. Like, it should be movies.
That's what I thought it was.
The actual real people who they're, whenever they're talking, it's like they're in a movie.
It
you
has
got
to
the,
be.
The, I don't know, the gay, not gay, funeral home director.
Who's the congressman?
Yes.
He's
who's
a senator.
Who's also like a fucking, like,
whose
James
mom
Bond
is
villain?
The judge. He's like kind of fucking his mom, kind of.
And he wanted to embalm his own
like
mother, too.
Maybe a little, it might be a little
he
incestual.
He embalmed his own mom.
He was like, I wouldn't have it any other way.
I don't want anybody
I don't want anybody else touching her. I'm seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, it's and that's just the character. It's not even like one of the top five characters.
Yeah.
in this thing.
The clowns of Tupelo?
The kings of Tupelo.
Like Elvis Presley, the king, or whatever.
Yeah.
And they, Mississippi?
Yes. It's two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
What, like, it's seriously the archetype of one brother is like popular, successful, mm-hmm. charismatic, and the other guy is like nobody fucks with him. He's crazy. Yeah. He's like,
it is.
I love that dude.
Me too.
He is so, because it was like seeing a glimpse into my future.
You talk, I swear to God, text Jake, that's you. Yeah. You talking about the main character?
Yes.
Yes, that's you.
That was Brandon. Scary. I mean, because yes, he was Brandon. Like, he's telling a story. Yeah. His life completely falls apart because he becomes obsessed with the conspiracy that doctors and funeral home directors are teaming up to illegally harvest people's organs and sell them on mm-hmm. the black market.
Yes.
And dude, the story of how he got into this is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
So like, he's a loser. He's not making any money. He's an Elvis Presley impersonator. And he has been since he was a child.
Mm-hmm.
His brother comes along one day, starts doing it, becomes way more successful than him.
Oh,
and
God.
He's doing this. It's not making a lot of money. And then he starts cleaning commercially. He gets a contract at the North Mississippi Medical Center.
Yeah.
And he goes to their Christmas party, and one of the people is like, hey, this thing in the morgue is clogged up. We need you to go fix it. And he's describing it. He's like, yeah, I'm in this drain. Blood keeps fucking coming up. And I'm like, I know what I need right now. An ice cold Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to the fridge in the morgue. And he's like, I open it up, and there's a head with a barcode on it. And there's a baby foot. And, like, all these body parts. He's like, they're selling these things. And then he does this research.
Yes.
He makes, like, a Facebook page, this online group, and he makes MySpace pages and a website. And he's like, this is what's going on. They're illegally selling organs. But he met this lady in New Jersey who's like, I think my dad's organs were illegally harvested by this dude. His name started with an M. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few years later, it actually turns out that that guy was doing that.
Yeah.
So this completely confirms his delusion.
Yeah. Yep.
And he starts going off the fucking rails.
About mm-hmm. everything. I mean, you can't even tell. It was like the first episode, right? You watch it, and it's all about, you know, the rise into president, you know, getting to know this guy. And then I had to stop, and I came back the next day to watch it. And then while I'm watching the second episode, I completely forgot that this was about sending Rice into the president. I
yeah.
completely forgot mm-hmm. about the whole second episode. And it's just, his wife's a whore.
Yes. His brother is a whore.
His wife is a massive slut.
Fucking everybody. The brother.
And she knows it, too. And she tells him. She'd be like, I didn't fuck him because he's too hairy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the reason that she gave that she didn't fuck a guy.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Could you imagine your wife being like, he wasn't really my type.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. You know what I thought was funniest of all? You remember when he, like, they had that concert, and then he told everybody, it was like, I'm never performing in Tulupio again.
He had the ultimate spaz, dude.
And then when he went outside, he was trying to, like, fight that dude, and then he pulled out the beer bottle.
Who ends up being the attorney?
Yeah.
No, and then when he weird. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of weird. I mean,
it was a lot.
He was right about some things,
mm-hmm.
but the things he was wrong about, I mean, he sent Rice into the fucking president of the United States, dude.
You gotta watch it. There's a twist and turn. You watch the whole thing?
Yes, I watched it three times.
Dude, I swear it's good enough to watch multiple times. It's the same producer.
But this dude is a fucking like a loser, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his wife leaves him for his brother. His kids fucking hate him.
They all do.
The daughter is like, all I remember is that he would sleep all day and be on the computer
mm-hmm.
all night.
Mm-hmm. Which sounds like amazing.
And just babble on about this crazy like conspiracy shit.
Yeah.
And him and his brother does try to help him out several times.
Yeah, he does.
And they start doing a double act called Double Trouble.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like they're both Elvis and they sing. And they have this huge gig at the first ever like Elvis Fest where he went to middle school or whatever.
Yeah.
There's like a couple, like probably 1,000, 1,500 people.
It was a good crowd.
In this auditorium.
Good crowd.
And the dude's name is Kevin. The loser main character guy is Kevin. His brother's name is Jack. And Kevin's acting weird before the performance. And then Jack's like, dude, you got to get your shit together. And Kevin's like, oh, everybody's going to know the truth by the time it's over. And Jack's like, if you fucking do this, we're done, dude. And then they do the thing. Everybody goes crazy. Kevin grabs the mic. He's like, the North Mississippi Medical Center is chopping up children and selling them. And like, people are like, old women are passing out and shit. They're like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
Stop throwing them panties, so real, man.
And these old women are like diabolically horny for Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Especially in that first episode, they have an Elvis fan club. Like, these women flick the bean to Elvis daily.
Hard.
Multiple times
hard.
A day.
Hard.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That kind of remind me, their birth, or the reason they, or like before that even happened, was weird, because you remember the husband performed with Elvis, and then like Elvis was like, that your wife? He's like, yeah. And then like he was like, you from Mississippi, and kissed him in front of her, or kissed her in front of him. Mm-hmm. And then like ever since then, she was like, I'm gonna dedicate my kids to this guy.
Oh, yep.
And stuff. And I'm like, that's fucked
up.
It so greatly captures like what the South is. What the poor white people in the South, it is the greatest like piece on that, because like
motherfuckers
have just got nothing going on. Dude,
mm-hmm.
just crazy people.
South Park episode,
the mom
man.
Is so accurate. She's like, I still love my son. Yeah. I support him and what he's doing. Meanwhile, he's ruining his entire fucking life.
Yep.
He's trying to fight people because he tried to fight that lawyer. Dude.
Yeah. He tried to fight the lawyer.
Who he ended up being like the district attorney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and the dude tried to give him out. He was like, look, we're not going to, you know, I know you're going through something. I'm not going to press charges. He was like, no, fuck that.
Yeah. He came after him with a beer bottle.
Yeah. Dude, that was the funniest part, because like when he pulled out the gun, he was like, oh my gosh, I'm about to die because of my beliefs of Mississippi corrupt. I'm like, no, because you got the beer bottle.
Yeah.
No, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's the funniest part. He's like, North Mississippi, the most corrupt place in the world.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
It can't be the most corrupt place. It has nothing.
It can't even be corrupt because everybody here is retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even possible.
Yeah. And they all are half tardations. Every single person.
Dude, everybody.
Even the ones who did well.
Yeah.
You know, like his brother, like, he wasn't all the way there.
No, he's a life insurance agent or something.
Yeah.
Like, he
yeah.
sells insurance and he does commercials dressed as Elvis.
And
that's
awesome.
The ceiling of what you can be.
Yeah, that's by far.
You can be a gay senator who gets plowed in a funeral.
Maybe fucks his mom.
And also get some on the side from his mom. You can be a successful life insurance salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's talking about Elvis like he's God.
Yes. Oh yeah, you remember
it's
in the
so
church?
Weird and culty. Like the gay senator is in the chapel mm-hmm. of his funeral home that he owns, talking about how life is about God, Elvis, and family in that order.
Hey, the dude is cool. That dude is the coolest one.
That dude, Bernie, like. he does not fuck around.
He's exactly Bernie, dude. It's exactly Bernie. When I was watching, I was like, hold on. Did they model? But I know that's a real story.
Right.
The Bernie thing is real, so they modeled it after him. But I'm like, this dude is almost like exactly like him to the fucking funeral home director.
Dude, he does not fuck around, bro. That dude has like lesbian gay man energy.
Yeah.
To where shit does not fly with him.
Yeah.
No, for real. And then he also writes a whole, Kevin, the main character,
KC,
loser,
shout out.
KC writes a
Please
whole
come on.
Fucking
Please.
Piece of legislature by himself.
Yes.
House Bill 6631. And sends it to the senator, who he doesn't know owns all these funeral homes yet. And then he ends up having to go to court over the altercation with that district attorney.
Mm-hmm.
The judge is the senator's mom.
Yeah. Judge is the senator. That's craziness.
He goes to prison.
Well, they're in bumfuck Mississippi.
Yeah.
But this is all, they don't realize they are creating a monster. This mm-hmm. is feeding into his, like,
all
insanity.
All the way to trying to assassinate. Now, I won't say what happened. You know, what the end. I won't. Mm-hmm. But
no,
all the way until Ryson gets sent to the president of fucking, this all started from something so small.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a karate instructor is his arch nemesis.
Yeah, it is.
That's not a joke. That's real.
That's true. And he fucked his wife too.
And he banged it. That's the one she was like.
Dude, everybody fucks his wife.
Everybody fucks, like, literally everyone in this
that
story.
That picture of her in Jamaica?
Yeah.
Bro.
You remember the happy black dude in the office? You remember that happy black dude in the office that looked like me in 30 years?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yes, I do. I do know exactly who you're talking about. I love
the
that
The only
kid.
Black person in the entire documentary.
Yes.
Besides the Jamaican
I was so surprised they had one
and
there.
And Obama.
Me too.
Yeah, Obama.
I guess Obama.
Yeah, Obama was in there a little bit.
Star of the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Dude. That was funny.
You got to watch it.
Oh, yeah. It's on Netflix. it's not being promoted for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had to, whenever
Jake, I know why.
Jake, because it's real.
Well,
this dude's onto some. Casey's onto something.
Yeah.
But I tried to find it when Jake told me about it. I had to type like a good amount of this in to get to it. So I know people aren't watching it, but it's fucking amazing.
It is very good.
Dude, it was really good. I watched it with Maddie, and it was really funny to see her reaction because I didn't think – she didn't know beforehand that this archetype of person existed mm-hmm. on a mass scale because nobody really has it
yeah,
all.
There,
like, obviously, KC is fucking crazy, but everybody in the documentary, everybody has screws loose.
Yes.
Oh, multiple. Every
there's not a single normal person.
Not one. The most normal is the brother.
He's yeah. normal, but at the but same, at same time, he's like obsessed with Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
is like
yeah,
one of those self-help motivational guys.
Yeah.
Like, he's not all there.
No,
man, not at all.
Not even close to being all there.
I would argue that the most sane person was the DA dude, and he pulled a gun on the crazy guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah, he was, because they all had, and they did have something going on there. It was definitely some
it was a lot
collusion.
Of, like,
yeah, there was a lot of that shit in there, for sure. But, and he, the crazy thing about it is, like, he's wrong about something, but he keeps on getting things that are right just in the web until this fucking
massive thing. I mean, he was batting, like, 300.
He was.
Which is good for him. Like, that's going to keep him going.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He was right about every other thing.
He lost his family in the process. Now, that did happen. And what are you going to do? You know, they didn't see the vision.
He lives in this weird trailer with no windows.
And a kiddie pool, a little kiddie pool
outside.
Yep.
And he becomes, like, convinced that they are sending helicopters.
Oh, yeah.
To,
police.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Him.
And it's crazy because I don't think he was on any drugs. I think it was just his own head.
Oh,
but
yeah,
dude,
no.
Then he meets another woman who is, like, attractive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who is completely normal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, And she kind of starts buying into, like, the police. Mm-hmm. Because the police are driving by his house.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Yeah.
They were.
That's real.
Yeah, that was real.
Yeah, he's insane at this point. He's manic.
Very.
Like, they're scared what he might do because he thinks a fucking baby's getting chopped
anything
up in the war.
Anything could happen, man. It's like the Southern Drake and Josh, if you think about it.
That's, you know.
It is. Drake's the Elvis dude that's rich.
Yep.
Josh is the dude in the trailer.
Can
real life, different
it?
Story though. But.
Josh was kind of successful though in the show. He, you know, he was a weatherman and pretty normal.
Should we switch it around then to Drake?
Obama, make it.
He's kind of like how Drake ended up being in real life.
Oh yeah, man, that shit.
Big in Mexico.
Yeah, that was.
I've never seen this show.
Dude, you got
Drake and Josh?
I know who they are though.
It's a great show.
I've seen.
Incredible.
Very good.
It's actually incredible.
It's a really
it's my childhood,
show.
Man.
It's like legitimately. It's so sad that Drake's a rapist.
Yeah, man.
Drake is a rapist.
It brought life to
he
my life,
people?
Man. Yeah,
well,
sadly.
No, statutory, first
children,
of all.
You know, makes it worse.
Yeah, man. I remember being a kid crying at this babysitter's house because she was like so horrible to everybody, man. Put you in this dark ass room until your parents came. And why? Whenever we watched Drake and Josh, that would bring some light to the fucking world.
Okay. So that was like your warp out of there.
Yeah, man, because she was horrible.
You,
like, you know I hate
portal.
Potatoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
She would force you to eat that shit.
Oh,
she would
what?
Be like, you're going to eat it.
Just out of spite.
You're going to eat it. Eat it. You have to eat it.
It's like Victor.
No
did
choice.
You, did you have to eat it then, huh?
Yes, she would make me eat that.
Did you
throw
keep
it
down?
Yeah.
Yeah, except for the sweet potatoes.
That's what a straw.
Yeah, that's why I throw
why are
up.
They orange?
Yeah, it's just nasty, man.
Yeah, I
mean, I wish I liked them. Like, when I was a kid, I used to wish I would love bananas. And it was like I would see the other kids eating bananas, and what I would do is literally
I wish I liked bananas. People kept throwing them at me.
Yeah. And I would literally get string cheese and open it. And be like, this is a banana, kind of, when I would open the string cheese.
String cheese.
And pretend. And then we'd go in the basement, all the kids be crying.
You don't like banana flavored anything?
Wait, how many kids were in the
basement?
Dude,
there was a lot of kids. And then, like, my mom tried to deny it. Man, I know what I saw.
Were you part of the child trafficking? Hold
on.
They're cutting y'all up.
Whose house was this?
I forgot her name, but she was like, whenever it was night, we'd have to go in this dark room. She just put us in there until our parents came, and then kids be crying. Like, I just hear it, and you couldn't see them. And then my mom came, she's like, nah, that was just a room, son. I'm like, I know what it was. the hell?
How does this happen every episode?
So you're getting, so she would take, she would be like, I'm watching, I'm a daycare. She's saying she's a daycare. Yeah. In her house.
Mm-hmm. It's the and house then, that she lives in?
Yes,
like her.
Yes.
And then you guys could only reside in the basement.
Well, at night when she was like waiting for your parents, like for a little bit, you just sit at this couch. Mm-hmm. Or we were sitting
so
in
the circle.
So
you get to go in the front room and stuff
and
during
stare
the day.
At the TV, yeah.
How many kids?
Man, it could have been like 10.
Damn.
10 to 9.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I okay.
And then at night, she's like, all right, time for them to go in there. I'm like, wait, man, I'm scared.
Did you get a bed in there?
Oh, like a little sleeping bag.
Was there any lights on?
Nope.
Window open? Mm.
Was there even a window down there?
Could you
I don't
even
remember.
See
it was so dark. I couldn't
all?
Because, dude, and I was terrified of the dark.
You're
back
in there
then.
With all the other kids?
Mm-hmm.
And they're crying as well?
Yeah. Nobody wanted to be in there.
I just...
Yeah. And then my mom like, that's just the room. I'm like, wait, put a nightlight in there or something, man.
Yeah.
The hell? Yeah. Definitely if I'm knocking
so
on the door.
So to be fair, maybe it was just a room you scared of the dark? Or
I mean, it must have been a big-ass room with all of us in there, but it was horrible.
He doesn't even know what the room looks like.
Nah, man.
You don't know what the
room
looks like?
Nah, man, I just remember being in this dark room.
So she just like tell you walk down there in the darkness?
Yeah, she'd be like, all right, everybody go in there. Go to bed. Till your parents come.
Go to bed.
Yeah.
Wait, are there beds in there?
Yeah, like sleeping bags.
Was there carpet?
Brandon, this was Guantanamo
so.
Bed.
I just remember.
Stuck at the border.
And then,
so
dude, she burned my favorite toy. Because I remember I had a light. I still got it, man. I had a Lightning McQueen toy, and then she took it from me and put it next to this candle, and it just burned the inside of my toy.
It was
toy.
Plastic?
It was like a metal one, like one of those die-cast metal ones.
But she didn't do it on purpose.
Man, that was an accident. I was like, damn.
She accidentally burned her toy.
Oh, yeah, it was an accident.
And then she dripped the wax on your face?
Oh, no. Man, she's not going to do that. Not crazy. She was...
She's not crazy.
And that's what caused your sweat glands to be overactive?
Oh, man, dude, I wonder. Like, I'm finna cut down on it. I'm going to get that stuff, put it on here, because, like, I don't want to be sweating when I'm doing this stuff later.
It's good, dude.
Doing what stuff later?
Like, well, especially my EMS. Like, imagine if I'm just sweating
Brent,
on people.
Brandon,
so
cream
like,
is
going to nah,
help you
man.
Out in that situation. If you're a firefighter and an EMS, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
It's not cream. It's not a powder. It's not.
Your sweat is dripping into their eyes.
Yeah, for sure. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I just. Face
that sets
on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just trying to do that for people's convenience. Like, I don't care about sweating, but.
Yeah.
Dude, you would be the craziest X-Man ever, dude.
Oh,
acidic sweat. You could just walk through walls.
Go like that.
I'd be like turning into water. I could turn into an ocean at any moment.
You could just walk through the fire.
That's a possibility.
Dude, you could be like Alex Mack and just turn into a puddle.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh
my
God. You ready to do this?
Yes, man. Man. Dude, yes. Man, I'm changing my life around. It's a second chance.
Second chance today?
Second chance, man.
I mean,
did you make a thing?
Yes, yes, because
your old life.
Yes,
a vision board?
So, you know, back in the day, a while back, I used to do the Incredible Hulk, if we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
And I have officially, especially last year, retired.
Mm-hmm.
Done with that stuff. Never again.
Never again.
No, we're done.
Devil's lettuce.
Devil's lettuce? Not done. Devil's lettuce is over.
Mm-hmm. When you said the Incredible Hulk, I thought you meant masturbation.
No.
Because of the fist?
No, because he's green.
It's green.
Or I thought you became celibate because, you know, like Hulk smash.
Yeah.
Oh,
I wasn't on that.
Nah, man. You know? Talking about like Popeye spinach, you know?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Steroids.
No, not the steroids.
Maybe you should get on those.
Ooh,
no.
You probably could. I got some in there.
No.
Man, so. His four bottles. I'll take two. You take two.
I'm good. I heard it makes your junk smaller, doesn't it?
No, it just makes it to where you can't get hard if you're not on it, because it makes the testosterone for you. It's just test.
Oh, okay.
We'll shoot you up with it.
But you guys ready for this little memorial I've made?
Yes.
A little video. Let me pull it over here.
Thank you.
I liked it.
Yeah, no, it was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
I do want to say that.
I do have
a few questions.
Yes, man.
So some of the pictures that you use, I had a hard time understanding how they related.
Oh, well, because I was trying to make it like kind of happy, you know, like some pictures of me. And then I searched up some Google pictures of the stuff on there, and then even made some like fake stuff. Like if you see right there with that, it looks like I'm holding something, but that's just a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one I found on Google, man, I don't know who's holding that. Looks like my hands, but that's not me.
Yeah.
No, I like that.
It was so good.
Little send off. Little goodbye.
But
yeah.
When did you make
that? Be back.
When did I make that?
Yeah.
About a week ago.
You haven't put this out on anything?
Nope.
That's amazing, Brandon.
For you. That was just for me. Like I'd look at it and laugh and smile. Get a little
oh my god.
A little Bud Light, something. Laugh.
Are you about to cry?
Nah, man.
You teared up a little bit.
That's so beautiful.
Dude.
It's like losing a friend, man. No, I'm just kidding. I'm good.
Yeah. You good.
Dude, I love you, Brandon.
I love you too, man. Love you too.
That was incredible.
I know, it was beautiful, man. Like I remember making.
You started to choke up a little bit, ain't you?
Yeah, man. It's good. It's good though. The process is good. It's great. I think this is good. It's a new leaf. Like I already feel like a better man.
Yeah,
stronger.
You look more opened up.
You look healthier. Dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do look healthy.
You're very virile.
Yes.
And,
yeah. Yes, quick
more
with
energy.
It.
But yes. All that's going to change when they make you take all those vaccines.
Yes. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm 27. I do have to take every vaccine that...
You never got the COVID vaccine?
No, I did do the COVID vaccine, but yeah.
But you got to get the measles. Like the
measles, HB flu shot, everything. Hepatitis.
Tuberculosis.
Yep, skin test, TB, everything.
It's all good stuff, man.
Oh, yeah. It's good
they
for
shoot
me.
You up
I
with
need
you.
It.
Hey, they only shoot you up with the shit you need.
Exactly.
All right.
And I need this.
Don't let these fucking conspiracy theorists.
Because yeah. they were like
dude, I'm reformed.
Mm-hmm.
I realized this week that I don't know anything at all, dude.
I don't know anything.
How'd you figure this out?
I figured this out by having a conversation with a very smart person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that often.
Hence why I'm here. Brandon, what the fuck are you talking about? 106 and 108?
Man, we're all smart people.
Well, you
here.
Guys are artistically. Creative and smart in that way.
Appreciate it.
This person knows things about things.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like he knows facts.
He knows, bro. I mean, he convinced me, dude. And also just going back to school, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot I was an idiot.
Oh shit, you're doing engineering.
They started talking about Boolean algebra, and I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Dude, that makes me want to shoot myself.
Did
in the
you
face.
Know that? I didn't even know there's other systems of numbers, bro.
No,
I didn't even know that. I knew.
What's the other system?
I know binary.
Mm-hmm.
You know. 0 and 1,
because you're
computer
nine.
Language. Yeah. And then we use base 10, so 0 through 9. You can make all numbers using 0 through 9.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's...
Well, that's just all numbers.
Yeah. But then there's other, like, positional number systems, like octal, which is 8, is 0 through 7. So it goes 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 through 17, then 20 through 27... And that they use that and whatever number, you know. And then there's hex, which is 16, which is like it's 1 through or 0 through 9, then A through F, and I think that's 16.
I don't like this.
So you say hex? Were they basing it off of the hexagon? Do you know?
I mean,
probably whatever hex means, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hex is usually 6. In this case, it's 16. Like, you know, like, if you've ever seen, like, a color, like a hex value for a color, it'll be, like, the numbers and then those letters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what it's using.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know shit about this before Thursday. And I'm just trying to figure this shit out, dude. I don't even think this shit is real, dude.
Back at it, and look at you out there writing fucking articles and shit.
Oh yeah, dude, the Huntsville comedy article.
Full disclaimer: when you sent that to the group, had no idea you wrote that till Wednesday night.
Oh okay.
I had no clue you sent that. I don't know when you sent it, but it was far before that.
Yeah.
And then
I told you I was writing it.
Damn.
I told
you said that in the group though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't read, like, everything in there.
I told you in person.
I seen the video. I seen the link, and I clicked on it, and I was like, oh, this shit's cool. Somebody wrote an article about it. And then I was like, Jonathan, I seen you in this article. He was like, yeah, JJ wrote that. I was like, he did? He was like, yeah. Wow. I was like, oh,
when
shit.
When I got the job, I told you I was writing that. I told everybody. I was like, how cool is this?
My first article will be.
Hell yeah. Well, you know, so
we got it right.
It's good.
That is really good, man.
It was really good.
A lot
good.
Of good writers. Like, yeah, Peter Parker.
Put a link in it.
Clark Kent.
Thank you.
Somewhere.
I think Peter Parker was a photographer, man.
Yeah, he was.
He took pictures of Spider-Man.
Oh, he didn't write?
Mm-mm.
He might have wrote some damn. Stuff.
Well, I guess just Clark was
freelance.
Clark a writer.
Mm,
yeah.
He was like, yeah, reporter.
And that dude was super, man.
Mm.
Dude was super.
No pun intended.
Yeah, no pun intended, man. That's a real dude. Now they're making a movie. A new movie about Superman who actually looks like Superman.
See, thank you, because all these people are talking about Henry, whatever the fuck that dude's name is, Cavill.
Henry Cavill.
Yeah. So I think we both said that wrong.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
We did.
These are overcomplicated.
Yeah, isn't that a cake, like an ice cream cake? Carvel's?
Carvel, yeah.
Carmel?
That's Carvel's.
Carvel.
Carmel.
Oh, it is a really, it's a cake.
Joey Diaz talks heavily about it. I see that.
I don't like those, man. I'll be honest.
I never have.
What do they look like?
It's like, it's the one that comes in the box.
Oh, it just.
And it has like all the crunchy stuff and the sprinkle. It comes in like a box.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's the original ice cream.
It just stopped because of space.
I prefer Dairy Queen ice cream cake.
Me too, man. Dude.
Those are good. They put that crunch thing in there.
Man.
The Reese's
they knock
one?
Off Carvel.
Dude.
Like Carvel's thing.
I like the Reese's
one. I almost ate that whole cheesecake. I mean, my bad, the cookie dough one. You remember the cookie dough one, man?
From where?
The ice cream cake at Dairy Queen.
Mm.
Man,
yep.
I love that, man.
You seem like a Dilly Bar kind of guy, dude.
I fuck a Dilly Bar up, dude.
I haven't had a Dilly Bar. I never buy it because I'm like, dude, it's so small. And if I'm going to the Dairy Queen, I want like a big extra large Blizzard.
What about the Dilly Bar with the stick in it?
Yeah.
And it's like a circular like that? Yeah, that's with all the nuts and shit in it?
I don't know.
Yeah, dude, the Dilly Bar is banging.
It is.
Just vanilla and chocolate. Like vanilla ice cream with chocolate on the outside.
That is the Dilly Bar. What's the one with the, it's like the circular cylinder one?
I don't know.
With the nut. Yeah, it's no. No. It's got nuts. It's got nuts, chocolate, and caramel all in there, and you eat it like that.
Never
on
heard
a stick.
Of that. Oh, wait, are you.
Buster Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've never tried
bar.
That.
I know you sons of bitches. I worked at Dairy Queen for 17 years.
Damn.
Right?
For 17?
Wait, what?
I worked at Dairy Queen for a long time, dude.
Hell yeah, man. It's like me and
I worked at some 16 or 15 till I was 21. Yeah, 15 through on and off. I had went to jail a couple times and then went to college and then they let me back. They loved me, though. They loved me. I was a cook.
Hell yeah, man.
Worked there for all that time. Ate a Blizzard. Never. And only had like cherry dip cones was my shit. I would have like three of those probably the whole 5 years. That is true.
Yeah,
I'm down for it.
Dude, I love Blizzards. That's the craziest thing
I don't
that
you like them.
Said, dude.
I don't think, I think this is too ice, thick.
It's just ice cream.
It's too thick. It's too much. Why can't you just have a vanilla ice cream?
Oh, man, I need more
You
it.
Can have a vanilla.
But I mean, it's just...
every once in a while, it's nice to have...
Yeah.
Chunks of shit in it.
Ooh,
just all
yes,
through
man.
It. And your teeth are getting cold and the sweetness on them.
Yes.
I don't know, man. I think it's good.
Dude, I add stuff in mine. It's like one time I had it was the M&M one. I said, put cheesecake in there, give me some cookie dough, and then after cookie dough, let me get, what else, brownies.
Now that's too much. I like
they'll do that for you?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, they will.
Some shit.
Man,
they get
put a lot on there, man.
Dude. I always get the one, it's just vanilla ice cream with the brownies in it, dude. I like keep it simple.
Mm.
It's good. Or the Reese's one.
Mm-hmm. What about the cake one? Do they still got that? They can bring that back. That's one thing I would get. Not the Blizzard, but the shake version.
Like the cheesecake one?
No, it's like cake.
Birthday cake?
A birthday cake.
Oh, yeah, those
I
are good.
Had that one.
Remember Zaxby's
That's
birthday
good.
Cake?
That was a long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the best. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
They need to bring it back. Like, I don't know why they took that away. Honestly, that was like one of the greatest milkshakes I've ever had in my entire life.
It is. That is good.
Like, I've never had anything better.
They want you to fiend for it. You know, so when it comes back, you're going to go there and buy it, for
bastards.
Sure.
They taking too long, though, man. It's been like, how long has it been? Almost 10 years.
Downhill.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of food, can I tell y'all something that Pat said yesterday?
Please do.
Enlighten us.
All right. So he calls me because he's going to buy the TV. He has somebody who wants to buy a TV. He's like, can he send them my address? I'm like, yeah. send them my address. And then I said, you know, it's storming out there. It's going to be, you know, rain, it's sleet outside right now. And he was like, so you might want to stock up is what I told him. And he was like, shit, I don't care. Nobody loves me.
Oh, man.
And damn. I was like, I was talking about stocking up on.
Yeah.
Water, you know,
yeah,
stuff like that, like food in the house, and then you say, he's like, I was like, what does it have to do with anything? He was like, well, shit, don't nobody love me like that. And I'm like, what does anybody loving you have to do with you,
damn,
having, man, supplies in your house? And we went on this conversation went haywire. This is all for me to tell him it's okay to give somebody my address to come pick up a fucking TV. This is what this started about. And it ended about 10 minutes later, and I was more confused than when I started the phone call.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
No, I mean, that aligns perfectly with Pat's emo, dude.
Nobody loves me.
He's an emotional terrorist.
He is. Like, I remember
emotional terrorist.
I went to his house, and before I left, he was like, dang, man, you know, not really people here, man. It's kind of lonely, man. Like, I mean, I would like to have some people to hang out with for sometimes. I was like, damn, man, I'm sorry. I'll start coming over more. I'm sorry, man. Truly am.
You do that with him and Jake.
Yeah, because I'm a caring dude,
yeah,
man.
You entertain both of them. Even though it's hard over there.
Yeah, exactly. I'll come down there, man.
If you have to eat one more Jack's pizza, all those
onions and tomatoes.
And it's good as hell, but I take them onions and tomatoes off.
So it's not good what he does to you?
No, not with that. When I take it off, it's great. But,
so when it's just the regular
pizza? Yeah, when it's just the pizza. When it's just the pizza, but it's like, ugh. I don't know, because it's like when I eat it, it smells musty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because... The only thing in his freezer are those pizzas and, like, some whatever animal he killed.
Oh, yeah, the boar summer sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Never tried that? He didn't show you that?
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
he
had a boar summer sausage. He just had a knife. He's like, you want to try
that? That's
the
what
boar?
He told you it was.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
yeah.
Boar?
Yeah, it was a boar summer sausage. And he was like, we caught it in the wild and everything. I was like, okay, cool, man.
Where?
I don't know where.
Never boars were
boars
gamey.
Around here, dude.
Yeah, it was.
It's gamey, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. Tastes like you killed something, maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's weird, man.
That's good.
Wait.
Hmm?
Hmm?
How's Jake?
Boar summer sausage.
How's Jake
boar? Oh.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Definitely counts as an unclean animal.
Cloven hooves.
He can't eat it.
Damn, man.
I guess he's a piece of shit Jew.
He washed it.
Hey. He doesn't do this. Mm. He doesn't have one of these. I bet that.
No.
I do.
Yes, you do.
No.
As soon as I saw it, I was like,
thank you, Brandon.
I got to get it. I saw it.
This is going to get, dude, this is going to be so much play in the Jewish community.
Make sure you pay attention to the serving suggestion right here.
What's the serving suggestion?
Trying to watch your cholesterol.
And don't look at the serving suggestion. That don't matter.
It's one
bro.
House, dude.
One house is a serving? It's only 100.
For real?
There's no way. 21 servings
well,
per container.
There's no pork gelatin. That lowers the calories.
Dude, that's not meant for
is this
that
kosher?
Can't feed 22 people. Come
21.
On. 21. That's
you
five
have,
people.
Everybody gets go. All you need, first of all you need is a little piece of that, man. Y'all eat too much sweets.
And it doesn't taste good anyway, dude.
I'm
there's
working
no
on
way
that.
This tastes
no,
good.
There's no way it tastes good. This
it's
is for
lots of bread.
I'm gonna just hang. I'm thinking I'm gonna put this on the mantle.
It comes with the pre-made Star of David.
Oh yeah,
you don't have to.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah,
and David is. You know they got the Star of David. Who is David?
David from
know.
The Bible, dude.
Oh, they're talking about just the regular dude named David.
Oh,
the OG David from the Bible.
Yeah, but he's still just a dude.
The dude that killed Goliath.
Oh,
that's is that really?
Oh man,
yeah,
that's so cool.
It's the original David.
I thought that was his only story was killing dude. Goliath.
No, dude.
So
he's,
the whole
he's in the Bible. He's in Psalms a lot. He's all throughout the Bible.
Yeah, and that's him.
Yeah,
that's so cool, man.
And I think he wrote some of the don't quote.
So me. They worship? Do they worship him or no?
It's no, just he's like, just like a central Jewish figure, like a Solomon or like.
But they all were Jewish Solomon. Then because they didn't know about any other places because the world was so small to them back then.
True.
So probably all their teachings and
well,
stuff
they didn't like, consider anybody else human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. They still don't because that's my mom's Zohar, whatever the fuck that is. I don't have a Jewish soul, so I'm not going to Jewish heaven. I guess that's the only heaven there is. They get too much. I'm sorry. I try to keep this charade up too much. But, I mean, they're the chosen people? Jesus fucking Christ. How much do you have to love yourself? I'm the chosen. Get the fuck out of
damn.
Here. You're just a regular white.
Well,
Speaking of that, Dom. Speaking of regular what? Did you see the Hulk Hogan thing, man?
What happened?
Man, so I was watching Raw and SmackDown because I was like, damn, man, I could finally watch this after years because, you know, I don't have cable. And I was so happy. It was great. It was great. It was crazy. Every celebrity was there. You had the dude from Home Alone. And then the Undertaker.
Macaulay?
Yep. He was there. Michael
was
Che.
Was his girlfriend there?
I have no idea about that one. They didn't show her. They just showed him. And The Rock came, man.
Jeez, I haven't seen her recently.
John Cena came up there. Last time is now. He's retiring this year.
Well, he's retired now, isn't he?
Nope. He has one more. He's going to wrestle in the Royal Rumble and then WrestleMania, and then that's it. And then The Undertaker popped up on his bike, even though he said he was retiring. And then after all that, we were all cheering. Then Hulk Hogan came out, and it was so quiet, man. Then they started booing this dude. They booed him so bad that when he tried to talk, they booed even louder.
What city?
Damn.
Dude, I didn't even check the city. I should have checked that. But dude,
that does matter.
And then Jimmy Hart was behind him too. But they, you know, they weren't booing Jimmy Hart, but him, man. It was so, because he kept saying, "I'd like to thank all my fans and everybody who's been supporting me, because y'all are the real ones." And they just keep booing him even louder, horribly. You know, everybody's mad, man. And they're like, "Dude, not fucking with that." So you helped Trump win the stuff, and then after that, I was like, "Okay, I guess I need to do some research." So I did research. And saw what this man really said and stuff, and I was hurt.
What did he say?
You didn't know that before?
I didn't read his full comments of what he said.
What did he say?
So when his daughter was found with that black dude, he was over there like, "Hey, man, I'm mad, brother. You know, I would rather be me, that fucking nigga." He said hard word, hard, hard. And I'm just going, yeah. And then he kept saying that, and he was like, "I would rather be a rich one, man, because, you know."
Just you can say the word. Just
I know.
Explain.
I hate that word.
Yeah, but let's hear you.
You know
it.
What? Yes. Let me find a text where I read it to y'all.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Hulk Hogan's.
And while you look that up.
Hulk. And then I'm going to tell you my reaction.
You're not typing
afterwards.
Anything. Man.
Oh. And while you look that up, I just want to throw this in here.
What's up?
I was around a non-black recently who dropped the N-word, dude.
Oh,
shit. Right. I just lit up.
How'd it come about? How'd it come about?
It was just out of the blue, bro.
But what kind of nigga was it?
Unprovoked.
What kind, though?
Was it the R?
Oh, it wasn't in reference to a person.
Yeah.
They said, I think we hit a bump or something, like pulling out of somewhere. And then they said the N-word. They were like, damn. It wasn't anybody that you know.
Yeah.
And they were Latinx.
Oh.
And I'm going to say that because that's basically like a slur to them.
Latinx. That's is that a gay Mexican? Or? No.
They're not Mexican. From South America. They're that general.
Which part? Brazilian? No. Because they're
Argentina,
too.
Argentina? Because that's a
little. Ooh, yeah. No, not Argentina.
But you know, they say it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that made me feel good that they said it around me.
Yeah. They've trusted you. That means they trust you.
And he's like, "Oh."
Like, "Goddamn, nigga." Is that what he said?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, like, "Damn, nigga."
Yeah. Just like that, dude.
Because of the bump.
Maybe it was dumb. Maybe I'm sure it was dumb. Okay. No, but we did it. And then, that wasn't the last time that happened, dude. It was karaoke afterwards, and there was a few of them.
It's really sounded like it's me.
It was not Alex. It was not Alex, dude.
So, throughout the karaoke at a bar?
No.
Oh, was that at somebody's house?
Private residence.
Oh, yeah, and he was singing the lyrics specific, that they put out there. He's South American. Hey, JJ, he's cool. He's good with it.
It was, I'm not going to say who it was.
Huh? Okay.
No, he was not. He's not white.
Well, bleep it.
But. Yeah, I can't, dude.
Okay.
But we're at someone's apartment, and then the song was Lil Baby's Freestyle, and he was standing in front of the TV like this close, hit every word. Okay. And there's a few.
There's a few, but yeah, you see, it's a delicate balance. It's like. You can't stop. You ain't gonna never stop Mexican from saying nigga. So you can catch Christmas. You can fight it. You can fight. You could just keep on doing fight everyone you see. You'll be doing it for the rest of your life. Them niggas is not gonna stop saying niggas. They say niggas more than niggas.
You can cancel
Navidad. Yeah. but the South Americans usually don't. But he's Americanized, right?
I'd say.
Does he have tan skin? Or is he white presenting?
Oh, uh-oh.
I I mean,
uh-oh.
Would you know?
Claim him, dude.
Would you know? You'd be like, he's not one of
us. No, you would know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Know. Yeah.
I'll put it like this. He wasn't born in this country.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
I'm not trying to be like, but that's just, it's an important fact.
That is.
It's an important fact.
Because I don't like an uppity South American or Mexican saying it.
Y'all live in Philly.
Yeah, you don't get to say it. Now, the gut of the ones who live in that shit, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. But don't you come over here with your pearl fence or whatever the fuck
they call. Who am I to judge?
Yeah.
Ye who has not sinned, cast the first stone.
Tell him.
Ooh.
Tell him that's from the Bible. Jacob said that.
Yes, David. Yes, Jacob did.
David.
David did say
that. Yeah, but
I know that's what you were trying to say.
Yeah, I was trying to say David.
Jacob Muncie said that.
Yeah, I found it. It's crazy how hard they tried to hide it, man. Mm-hmm. I had to go to two different sites, but this is...
Damn, not
this
two.
This is crazy. This is quoted what Hulk Hogan said, man.
Okay, let's go.
I'm going to read this, and I'm going to tell you my reaction.
Take your head down.
We're not going to pray.
Oh,
no, no, this is fucked up. This is horrible shit, man. It's changing my whole perspective. He said, I am a racist, to a point.
Solid.
And then after that, he quoted, fucking niggas.
Say it with your chest. I want you to say it like Hulk Hogan.
Okay, you mean doing his voice?
Doing Hulk Hogan, but really saying it.
Yeah. This is how Hulk Hogan. This is what Hulk Hogan said. Let me tell you something, brother. I am racist to a point. Fucking niggas. And then after that, he keeps going on right here to this part. Let me scroll down a little bit. I mean, I'd rather, if she was going to fuck some nigga, I'd rather have her marry an 8-foot tall and worth $100 million like a basketball player. I guess I am racist, fucking nigga. And when he said that.
See, and there's classes.
When I read that at 3:00 in the morning, because I couldn't go to bed, I cried.
You cry?
Yes, because I was like, what the fuck? I can't support
that's your hero.
You know how bad
that
hurt.
All he was saying, though, was he'd rather have an athletic Negro in the family.
Man, but he didn't have to say it like that.
He didn't have to, but he was mad.
You're not thinking about this in context.
He didn't, man.
Yeah.
Brandon's recently sober, and to get hit with news like that.
That is true.
That's hard.
It hurt. Because I'm like, dude, I looked up. I had the WrestleMania 3 with Andre and Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Got the autographed beard, and now I'm probably just going to store and sell to a museum because this is crazy shit.
Dude, yeah, museum probably will be the first ones to
even
grab
the
it.
The one with the New Japan Pro Wrestling shirt, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that. And guess what? That's the limited edition Chase one, man. And then I got so many of them, man. Even the original 1984 LJN Hulk Hogan that they presented as one of the first wrestling figures to go back in there before WrestleMania 1.
Damn.
Yeah.
You gonna keep it? Look, you gotta be able to separate the
artist.
That's
art what I
from
did. That's what I'm doing. Okay. I'm like, I'm separating the artists.
Yeah, you can still
you know,
love
Hulkamania
him.
Is cool. That was a great, great show. But that guy Terry, man, nah, man, I can't mess with that.
But also, you gotta think that's what he said is not bad for a Southern old white. You think about it. He's like, maybe I am racist. So he's admitting that maybe he has a little race. He's like, I don't care that she's dating a black guy. But at least be a rich, fucking athletic black guy and not some fucking regular Negro.
I just wish he would have said at least black guy.
Yeah. But isn't that racist? He would be okay with it if they were like had something going for him.
He's putting a price on it.
Yeah.
He's like $100 million? That's my price to be around black people.
And I like that.
But he could have at least said black guys. He didn't have to say it that vulgar.
He was there. It was in confidence in somebody.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but
What about all the stuff you say in confidence? If somebody put it out there,
I'd be all right.
I wouldn't. Oh. I would be literally. Yeah, it would be really bad. It would be bad for. I mean, there's not one group of people who wouldn't be bad for.
Okay, actually, a couple times maybe. Now that I think about it. You're right, man. A couple times.
Yeah. You can't.
Because when we were on the ride here, that stuff you were saying about the Chinese.
What the hell? Okay, I didn't say nothing. Alex, look at me.
You told me about that.
I didn't say nothing about no Chinese, man. I don't do that. I'm not racist. I'm a good guy. Mm-hmm. Love everybody, man. Everybody. Even furries. I support them.
That's what you said right before you said that. I don't think the Chinese are people.
What? Nobody said that.
They kind of are half people if you go by hype.
Oh, my God. You're talking about minions, man.
I didn't say anything about the Chinese.
Nah, man. I love everybody. I told you, man. Like I just said, support furries, man. They're cool people. I mean, I wouldn't do it.
But you're bringing these up.
Yeah, because, dude, I don't understand the hate. Like, everybody it talks bad about. I'm like, dude, they just let them be.
You shouldn't wear a butt plug in public.
Now, look, I wouldn't do that.
It should be discreet.
I wouldn't do that.
Not
me.
Are you saying you're a furry and you don't understand why people?
Mm-mm.
But if you have, okay, listen to me.
But why do you sound offended when he asks?
No. What I'm saying is I'm like, yo, man, you are cool, man.
Okay, so saying that you and your loved one, who, you know, both. Somebody gave you costumes that opened up in the nether regions. You guys tiddled around in there in the suits and did something. Would you be opposed to that?
Would I be opposed to it?
Yeah.
That's a tough question.
Grinding.
Just, think about how hot it would be.
Yeah, man, because I already sweat too much.
But the sweat would get caught in the suit and not on them. Because I know that happens to you a lot.
I can't reuse that suit then. I'd have to throw it away because I could see it.
You
soaking.
You take it off immediately after.
Yeah. Now,
dry out.
I have been offered a suit from somebody very close. I'm not going to say who they are.
I do remember this.
Yeah, but they did offer me a teddy bear suit that they gave people blowjobs in, and I happily declined.
Mm-hmm. You didn't want it?
Hell no, I don't want that. Especially if you had the
opportunity to be a furry.
Man, he's like, I threw up in it.
That's true.
I sucked dick. I'm like, what the? Okay, man, I'm good.
And it could have been you.
Yeah.
Could have been you.
Yeah, man, in a fucking Ted suit from like that Ted movie.
Yeah, that's just a teddy bear.
Yeah.
What's a bear got to do to get some cock around
here? Ooh. Yeah, some honey. Hot honey.
Hot honey.
Yes, man, some hot honey.
Dude, I just had some hot honey wings from Publix.
Dude, I'm going on world tour telling everybody that shit will change your life.
The hot honey wings, right?
Yes, it's so damn
hell
good.
Hell yeah, I just literally just had some yesterday.
Man, I love that.
I haven't had the wings, but I like the hot honey sauce.
What about the tenders?
Yeah,
I haven't had them.
You need to get that right away.
Okay. Nobody's ever spoken to me with that much conviction about anything. So I believe I will do it.
Go try it. It's tasty. Ooh, and the chicken Gordon Blue sub. I've been on a...
Gordon?
Yep, the Gordon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gordon Blue?
Gordon.
It's Zordon.
Zordon. Well, listen, this Zordon glue is so good, man, because I put the mayo on there, I get some ranch,
how you
I
do
put
it?
Some black olives.
How much mayo, though?
Light, very light.
Very light
very
mayo.
Little mayo.
Okay.
Light.
Just kissing
light,
the
light mayo.
No, not light mayo, dude. That I do have to fix people with that sometimes because they do get confused and pull out the light mayo. I have transitioned it to saying put a little bit on there, like just touch it, like kiss it a little bit. Not
kiss
really.
The bun.
Light yes. amount of regular.
Light
mayonnaise.
Amount. Yes, very light, not a lot, because then it's taking over the whole damn show, and you don't want that.
You don't want that.
No, I want ranch to take over my show, because after that, I put ranch on there, black olives.
Ranch is the headliner. Mm-hmm. Mayo is like
the opener.
Feature.
Ranch is yes. But if buffalo was there, he would be the king.
They don't have buffalo sauce there.
No, they do, but I'm like, nah, that don't need to go on the Gordon Bleu. That'd be that'd be gross, man. I'm already pushing it with the ranch.
You are. I don't see how ranch would make that.
I know it's weird, but dude, if you try it one day with some lettuce and black olives, or if you don't like black olives, you don't have to put black olives on there. But if you do that, I'm telling you.
Tell you you're fancy.
Yes. I am a fancy man. And then they got the London Broil now, man. Shit.
You are fucking 90
man.
Years old.
Man, I'm finna try that. Yeah. With crunchies
what's
on
the
it.
London Broil?
London Broil, you got the broiled, what is that thing called? The broiled roast beef, I think.
Okay.
And then you got some, what's that sauce they always put on there with the London Broil?
Au
jus? Yes, the au jus sauce. And then
that's
you get, the au jus mayo they have. And then you got some crunchy, like, onion rings type things on there.
Like
and,
French onions?
Mm-hmm. But, like, crispy, like, kind of like onion rings, just real crispy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a French dip.
Yes, it is.
I'd eat that.
Yes, man.
All right, Jim, it's the first episode of New Year.
Yes. Oh, snap, I forgot to ask. How was your trip to Texas?
It was good.
That's good, man.
It was good. It was fun. Yeah, we got pretty fucked up. Not that too bad, though. This is definitely less than last time. But we went to a strip club because this motherfucker, CT, will not. We can't go anywhere without going to a strip club. Luckily, they have a good one, Yellow Rose. Girl comes, sits up on my lap. And it's always they always do it, like, as soon as you get there. I'm like, let me have some time to drink a beer, talk to my boy. And then this Colombian comes up and sits right down on the, and I was like, let's go back. And she was perfect. I mean, literally perfect. We went back there, had a dance. I sniffed her asshole a little bit. It was fun. Yeah. It was fun. And then, so I thought we were in love because we got three dances for $100.
Yeah.
went back to the table, and she was like, oh, that was fun. And then she went off. And then I was telling Corey, damn, I was like, you know, we're pretty much in love now. And then she went and talked to another dude.
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
Dude. Did y'all mess with the feet too?
Whore. What?
Nah, I would just ask. You say you
smell. I have her ass and titties in my face.
Sorry.
I could different give less of a fuck about road. The feet.
That's how Brandon knew that you weren't. She wasn't in love with you, bro.
If she would have put her feet in my mouth, would that have been better or what?
Well, see, so I was like, you guys did the full course. Like, first you said the ass.
Oh, yeah.
And then after that,
she
turn
let you
around.
Smack it like really hard,
too. Yeah,
then
you did
too.
The smack, and then turn around, you do a little, you know, the boat, and turn on the motor. And then after that, you're like, you know what? There you go. A little foot. You're like,
dude, are you smelling them? Are you smelling them, or what are you doing here?
I know, you do something real quick.
About our interaction at that one
do
show.
Something. Yeah, man.
Yes.
Oh, well, nah, man.
No, that was just.
But
that was regular. Yeah.
So are you saying you smelt it? You smell it, or you like to lick it? What gets you off about it? The look?
I guess the look, man.
How do you approach the feet?
Yeah, how would you want a stripper to put her feet in you? Or how would you like someone to put her feet?
Are you an arch guy? You like flat sole, arch?
Ooh, good question.
That's a good question. You know, get a little arch. Black feet. Oh, man, I don't have preference.
Mm-hmm. But what about all the foot? Feet. What about the foot? Really? Is it a little
model.
Pinky? Is it a little pinky toe or a long one?
About
ooh, not too long. Oh, no. Well,
that's true.
I guess if it's just like, I mean, clean and fresh, you know what I mean, man? Like, looking nice.
You want them clean. Man. I know not guys too, that like them dirty.
No, man. No. And then you got crazy toenails sticking out. Nah.
Because you want to suck them. That's why you want them clean.
What tap it? Little lick.
Little lick or suck?
Little lick.
Little lick or suck, Brandon?
Little lick.
Okay, just a little lick.
Little lick.
Nibble?
But you want to lick from the bottom to the top.
Yeah, nibble. No, I haven't done that.
You never nibble?
Nah.
I think
well,
I
nibble. No, little nibble.
I nibbled on a foot. I sucked the toe.
Little, like that. You know what I mean? Like a little crunch wrap.
Yeah, that didn't look like a nibble. That looked like a bite.
Yeah.
Well, not biting to something.
You
want to
bite?
Mark.
What part are you biting? The toes?
Just middle. Oh. The foot, like,
oh, you want to get all the way in there.
Like
you talk about deep throwing the foot.
No, not like that. I'm talking about like turning the foot like a... Oh. You know what I mean? Like, this is the toe. I'm acting like this is the foot. You go right here, look. Get that right there. Then see the toe right there. Yeah.
Why do you make that noise?
I don't know, man. I think that, what's that? Doesn't that make it more? Yes, that makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, it does, man. That's what they were doing back then.
Nothing's been better than anything that.
No, that's great.
He said.
Yeah, I mean, this is up
somebody on there going to be like, hell yeah, brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, people love. I didn't realize how big of a market it is.
It's very big.
For feet. I don't. I've never seen a foot and be like, God damn, that's fucking hot.
When I see feet,
not even close to that.
I mean, dude, it's my kryptonite.
Yeah, that's crazy. You don't like it at all.
No, bro.
If you would have pulled the one where you had to smell. Dude, just imagine if you had to smell my feet.
No, mine, man. I'm sorry. That's worse.
They sweat. I can't get the smell out.
They're sweating as we speak.
Yeah.
The whole pool in this bitch, man.
Brandon, you want to smell my shoe and tell him what it smells like?
You want to smell my shoe?
We'll check. All
right.
Mine's rowdy, though. These are house
man,
shoes.
I warn you, man. I
like,
had this
I like
years.
How they're doing this after the conversation about the sexual aspect of the shoe.
Nah, it ain't sexual.
Come on, Brandon. Get that thing off.
This is like Scissor Brothers level.
Let me check. I don't smell bad, actually.
Apologizing in advance. It's steak. His steak.
Not bad.
Oh, for real? Let me see.
Dude. I mean, it smells a little mildew.
This is fresh.
This is
fresh,
a conversation
right?
Dogs that's have not, at a dog park bad. When they smell their assholes.
Dude, man, that actually improved.
I'm proud of both of us right
dude,
now.
Dude, I actually am. Because I'm telling you years ago, like, I couldn't even
bad.
Wear this.
Hold on. Let's let JJ smell both
JJ, you
want to
sniff my foot?
No, JJ, come on.
Good.
Look.
We're
once
good.
I'm talking, you don't have to go that close, but come on, man. You got to be proud of us, dude.
Please.
You have to, dude. You don't even understand how
this
good
is
this smells.
I know you guys dude. Talked about this beforehand. There's no way it smells good. Why is it so dark?
You know how much this will
smell it, JJ.
Dude, this would mean a whole lot to me, man.
Why is
just
there's
take
like
a whiff.
Shit
just
in
take
here, dude.
Just take a whiff.
Please,
dude, look
man.
At this.
Come on, man.
JJ, just take a whiff. Don't
look
take...
at his fucking shoe.
Dude, don't worry. It's okay.
It looks like one of the cars from Cars.
Yeah. I got big feet, man. You know what that means.
Now look. Take a whiff of each one. They're not bad. I'm telling you, dude. They're not bad.
Yeah.
Look at his shoe.
Look at that. Not okay. bad. See, yeah. look at that.
It's not.
It's not bad.
But, see, look at that.
But I'll say this. You've been sitting down for an hour. We're inside. It's fucking 32 degrees outside.
Dude, that
it shouldn't steam.
These have some wear and tear on them. You see the stuff is black in there. So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying our pheromones are getting cleaner, I think, Brandon.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've had these since high school.
Yeah.
He's sophomore year.
And they're not bad.
No.
They're not bad, are they? Brandon.
Those are sophomore
yes,
year.
I did.
Jesus.
Sophomore year.
Fucking size 19.
Yeah, let's see. Size 13. It's size 13. Very big, man.
You know what they say about people with big feet?
Yes, and it is true. It is true. As hell.
What are we doing here, man?
We're speaking the truth, man.
This is what we do here on Cloud College.
Nothing but
we speak the truth.
Yes, nothing but the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
So help us.
Yes.
So help us. Allah.
David.
Hey, you got Ali. That's
who is
something.
Yours?
Wait, who's my what?
I said Allah. You said David.
Who's God.
Well, which one?
Which one, though?
God and Jesus.
Right. So Jesus Christ of Nazareth?
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
That's right.
God and Jesus. You said who?
There's only
Jesus
one.
Christ of Nazareth.
Who's that?
Jesus Christ.
No, you said Nazareth.
Yeah.
What's Nazareth? Is that his last name?
Yeah. Well,
oh.
That's where he's from, of, you know, like,
oh,
you're Brandon
shit.
Willis
of Detroit, Michigan?
Of 5 points.
Oh, yeah, now 5 points. Yeah.
Brandon of 5 points?
Yep. 5 points. Yep. Born in Detroit. Car caught on fire. Now we here. Hmm?
No. Start,
oh. Wait a
Don't
minute. How many? Let me see. One, two,
like
three, four.
Yes, six
Wait.
Points.
Let me count.
Let's count the points.
One, two triangles.
Two, three, four, five, six. Yeah, that's six.
It's six. And how many candles?
One. Hold on. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. That nine to ten. Hold on.
No, it's nine.
Sorry, let me look one more time. One, two, nine. Yeah, it's nine.
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 And you know what that represents?
Each day, right?
Of the
Hanukkah.
Yep.
Right. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, that's
wrong.
Yeah.
Really wrong.
That's right.
It's because the candle burned for that many days.
9 days.
Is that, the candle burned like in the.
It was like they
concentration
didn't have any,
camp.
It
like
only oh had my four, gosh.
What did y'all tell me? Which one is it burning for?
It was for something like they only had a certain amount of oil left. It wasn't supposed to last very long, and then it lasted like the 8 or the 9 days, or like
when they were hiding.
No, well,
maybe when they were being persecuted. Like,
oh, so this ain't got nothing to do with the Holocaust.
Oh no, man, we were talking.
None
about
of this has anything to do with the
Holocaust.
Ironically,
burned things.
Yeah, that was years before that.
No. Oh, okay,
thousands.
See, well, we learn something new every day.
Yes, we do. We're learning,
They're
man.
They're not pouring one out for the homies, Dom.
No.
Damn. This whole time. Well, you know, saying you learn things here on Clown College, too.
Yeah, we learn a lot of stuff, man.
Now the room smells bad.
Oh, my bad. Let me put my shoes on. Because, dude, I forgot you didn't smell my sock.
And I won't.
I'm so sorry.
Pull off your sock, throw it to JJ real quick.
Brandon, if you do that,
JJ.
I'll jump in.
I'm telling you, man, you don't want to. You don't.
You don't have to. I don't.
Sock wet for some reason, man. What the fuck?
And there's no way snow got through those fucking things. That's the Fort Knox of footwear.
Yeah, man. And I was walking in the snow, too, man. I was in I went like near the woods and saw like a whole family of deer. And then the dad kept like staring us down, man. And every time I walk away. He stared back at me. I tried to call him over there, like how I call my dogs, which is kind of weird, but it is what it is.
It's weird to call your dog?
Well, it's like how I call my dog, because I don't know why Max loves this. But when I do it, because one time I was joking around, and listen, I don't like animals or nothing. I'm just a motivational guy. I'm trying to be funny or nice. You know what I mean? So I'll be like, hey, man, come on over here. Get your sick ass. You're doing good, dog, like that. And then he starts wiggling his tail more and jumping up. And then when I did that with the deers, you know.
So
hey, dude, three things.
So you told the deer to bring his sexy ass over
there?
Get
your, like, yeah, just laugh.
Oh, yeah, but just joking.
Yeah.
That's how you get your dog.
And my dog loves it. He loves it. Like, he never gets happier. He's like, man, he'll do a flip almost.
That, we're unlocking a very dark side. Because he was talking about the furries earlier.
Yeah.
And he just randomly dropped in, even furries. I support the furries.
Yeah.
Now he's saying he calls his dog sexy.
Mm-hmm.
He calls random woodland animals sexy, dude.
And I was just trying to motivate these animals, man.
Motivate them.
Yeah, they don't get that.
Three things about Brandon, dude. Doesn't like animals. is a motivational animal calls them sexy.
I love animals, man. I like that. No, man. I just like to take care. I got a green thumb, kind of. You know, I like wildlife, but I wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
Mm-hmm. He's a fauna guy.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, like I would. Like, I remember I was watching.
He wants to faunicate.
No, not that. Like, I was watching a deer and I was like, dude, I can never. I don't understand. I can never shoot one. I can never shoot a deer. Like, I can never do that hunting with the deer.
I couldn't shoot one, but I could shoot.
I couldn't do it. That would hurt.
What if he was trying to kill you?
I thought that dad was trying to kill me the way he was staring at me. That's why I left. But I would have tried to hold him down or something. Be like, hey, man.
What?
Fine, I'll try to probably kill him.
He's trying to kill you.
If he tried to kill me, you're right. If he tried to kill me, I'll kill him. I pull out my machete
deer,
and slice
deer meat's
him up.
Not bad. Deer jerky is delicious.
Oh, yeah. If I kill him, I got to eat him. So I'll slice him up with my machete and we'll do that.
Yeah. And then you just take little pieces home, give some to Jake.
Oh yeah, I could.
You know he has nothing else in his fridge, right?
Yeah, I could do. I could use his katana, honestly, in honor.
You could use it. Yeah. It'd probably be cleaner cut with a.
Oh yeah, man, it's fresh.
You should fight a different knife with the katana, dude.
Oh, that'd be one slice. I promise you that.
We will, dude.
Oh my God.
No, it wouldn't.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, dude.
No, it would not.
For real,
it
would, I'm going to buy deer piss and cover Brandon in it. Give him a sword and just send him out.
Oh man, dude, I got plenty. I already got plenty. I got a whole.
You got a whole bunch of swords.
It would be cinematic.
Yes, I got a lot of them.
With the snow outside, it would be like Kill Bill, where like the blood goes on the snow.
Yellow.
Oh man, it's pee.
We'll pee on you.
No.
Well, just for the deer, so they come after you. And we'll give you a sword, too.
Wait, but I thought you said deer piss.
We both got it.
If you just eat a deer jerky and then piss.
Yeah.
It's just, it needs that, those pheromones.
Mm-hmm. As long as it's in there, you good.
As long as it's piss also.
You know, I kind of do want to eat some elk, though. I heard that's good.
It's worth it.
Basically a deer. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Really?
It's bigger. Probably tougher.
It's like moose, too, right? Moose?
Moose got to be the toughest meat in the world.
Man, yeah, they tough as hell.
God, what about a rhino meat, dude?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Or a hippo?
It's all muscle. Rhino meat is hard as hell?
Ooh, I don't. I mean, the meat, I bet, because that's their skin. That's
but they're holding all that shit up.
Yeah, that is true.
Like eating Brock Lesnar right there, man. Mm.
Which probably wouldn't be
like
good.
Not a rhinoceros.
I'd rather have a Vader. Vader type of meat.
Well, no, man, because I heard that he never watched a singlet. Like, out of all those years you saw him, he had a tradition where he never washed his skin.
Well, we're not going to eat the skin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Because people still eat pigs. Pigs gross as hell.
So. Mm-hmm. You skin it first.
Yeah. Oh, if you guys want to try some exotic stuff, man, we go down to Star Market. They got camels. I had, what was it, a buffalo. They had ostrich. I think that. Did they have ostrich? No, not ostrich. What else? Well, they had so many. It was an antelope, if you guys like antelopes.
What the
fuck? Quail.
Star Market
zebra.
Is a shitty grocery.
Is it for real?
Yeah.
Is this not really that meat then?
No, it's not.
No, it's definitely. I guarantee you it is that meat.
Yeah, I've eaten some.
No, there used to be a Star Market like kind of in Madison near my house. No.
Oh, no, man.
Star Market is like a Piggly Wiggly type.
With exotic meat?
Yes, very exotic.
What, a wet market? Like, what the fuck is happening?
Very exotic. I've had their buffalo burger.
Buckets? Like, what's going on?
I haven't been to a Star Market in probably 12 years.
That's where that pharmacist was.
The pharmacist? From what?
Remember with the security thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Star Market does have fire pizzas, though.
Oh, dude, the best. That's why I get that anchovy.
That's what I knew. I heard that name before. That's when you're talking about the anchovy. All right, we'll go to Starbucks and get some zebra and shit. We're out.
Oh, no.
I fucking hate Scrappy Doo.